This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website, where there's a show for you.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as, that's the festive season is around town. It's you can feel it all over the air. Holidays are coming up, Christmas and lots of great things. My name is Alan Ford. It is so good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com, where we are on the Unview. And the Unview is, never forget, it's where we're the thin, the rich and the fabulous. But there's the rule. And I tell every guest this. We never know how thin we ever are. We're never sure how rich we ever are, but we're always fabulous. And that's what we do here on the show. It's really good to be with you this morning. I hope that everyone is well. And the kids are driving you nuts because they're all on holiday and cool things are happening. In studio, what a great show. What a lineup. We've got the cast of Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. We're going to chat to the cast of this phenomenal tribute show. It is great. I think it has come out at the most poignant time because, of course, the Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, has just come out. And, of course, Queen and Freddie Mercury in particular are on everyone's tongues and it's the order of the day at the moment. So that's really very, very interesting. We've also got the Michael Jackson History Show with a phenomenal Michael Jackson emulator in studio. And that's the word I keep saying throughout the show when we do it. These are not impersonators. They are drag queens impersonate. Performers emulate. That's the difference, by the way, in terms of what we're saying. So we're going to have some music. So we've got them all in studio. They're from around the world, which is fantastic. We're also going to chat to the creator and director of The Boy Who Cried Ninja. It's one of the top kids shows on at the moment. We're also going to chat to the guys at Empress Palace about all the stuff that they're doing there. And yes, it's the Bright Rock Players' Choice Awards happening. It's the Rugby Awards of South Africa, and that happens this coming Tuesday. And we'll chat to one of the players, one of the Springbok/Lions players who's up for the Fans' Choice Awards. His name is Hachiva Diamani, and we'll also chat to Alma Smith, well-known from radio presenter from Supersport. We'll talk to her about these great awards. So that's all happening on the show today. It's really going to be fun. Just a reminder of some great things happening in and around town. Matilda's just moved to Cape Town. We've had the whole cast in and doing lots of fun things with them. We've got Janice Honeyman's pantomime happening at the Civic Theatre. We've got great things happening in Durban. We've done those interviews with Andrew Webster. We've got things happening in Pretoria at the State Theatre, like the ballet. And, of course, in Cape Town, lots of things happening at the same time. But we'll talk about the shows through the course of the month. But remember, this is... kids, move away from the TV. People, move away from the TV. Go out and see shows. Get inspired, sing, dance, and get moving. That's what it's about. Netflix is so boring. Seriously. I mean, it's cool if you're, like, cold and you're going to snuggle and huddle, you know, but otherwise, get out there. I want to open the show with Giles Taylor, who plays Freddie Mercury in Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. Good day to you, Giles. How's it going?
Very well, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you in studio. I want to just say it's a great show. And I haven't seen the show before, and it's been on at the Johannesburg Theatre, and now you're at Empress Palace. But Giles, I mean, 2014, you began this career. Well, not you've been in music forever, but no, maybe not forever. But you know, look, don't you see? You got Ricky and Carl laughing.
It is forever. What are you talking about?
The guys have been around.
Get to the question, man. What do you want to know?
Here's the question. What a great role, and in particular, how poignant it is now with Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie coming out.
You are perfectly correct. The movie, which we actually played at the South African premiere of last week, is a fantastic film, and of course does once again bring Queen to the forefront. Obviously, they were in classic rock terms and in their heyday, sort of late 70s, early 80s, they were you know, one of the biggest bands out there. And then they had a resurgence, maybe, I suppose, what about 6 to 8 years ago, when they got a new frontman who was the winner of the American Pop Idols at the time. So he brought in a whole new influx of younger fans with him. So they had another resurgence then, and now the film's come out. And they've just now announced that they're going to do a North American tour for 2019. So they keep, you know, They keep chunking on, don't they? And they do well. They really do well for themselves.
In Sun City, I was in 1984, 1985, mm-hmm. I was 6 years old. That was the first show I ever saw.
Amazing.
My parents took us to go and see Queen, which is quite incredible. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then when I worked with Madiba, Nelson Mandela, on 4664, the first concert had Brian May and Roger Taylor on stage, actually controlling the drums. And so we got to do quite a bit of work with them. Have you got to meet them as yet?
No, not yet.
No, sadly not. And to be honest, they run their own tribute act. For themselves, which is kind of narcissistic, I suppose.
Because they tribute themselves.
they have a bunch of people who tribute themselves. I can't remember what their act is called, but it's some Queen tribute. And they were fronted by a fantastic singer from Canada by the name of Marc Martel, who is no longer with them, unfortunately. He's gone on to go and do his own Queen tribute, much to the disgust of the existing guys in Queen, Roger Taylor and Brian May. So I'm quite sure they've seen the show. I'm quite sure they've heard about the show. We have Freddie Mercury's old personal assistant, Peter Freestone, on our production.
Yes.
Who we know is still in contact with them. In fact, the three of them worked quite closely on the film together. So they know we exist. Whether they've seen us or not, I don't know. And if they have, then they certainly wouldn't come and say hi.
Some of the good stories that come from Peter, and I mean, he's working on the show with you. He managed Freddie for 12 years, I think.
He was Freddie's personal assistant for 12 years and lived with him in-house. He basically babysat his life for 12 years. Yeah.
You must hear some phenomenal stories.
Yes, you do. What's more surprising is...
Do you want to share any of them with us?
Well, to be honest with you, and I hate to disappoint people, but the classic stories that you hear, the majority of them aren't actually true. The whole dwarfs running around with cocaine on their heads at parties wasn't true. Mm. There's even a scene in the film where he's lying in bed, and apparently the story goes that he had a piano at the end of his bed so he could just lie down and didn't have to move and could write songs without getting out of bed, which sounds like a great idea. Not true. He never had a piano at the end of his bed. It's just, it never happened. It wasn't a thing. Mm. And the stories that you don't know that I have been told I couldn't possibly repeat on air.
No. I don't want... So, yeah, but they weren't dwarfs in particular. Yeah, okay. But again, it's interesting. You've seen the movie.
I have seen the movie twice, yes.
And what do you think?
To be honest, as a standalone movie, it's really, really good. The actors are cast very, very well. I'm a huge fan of Rami Malek, who obviously did Mr. Robot, did a great job there. I think he was cast brilliantly. There's some good acting. The film is obviously just under 2 hours long, and to try and cram 40 years worth of musical history into 2 hours is a hell of a feat.
Yeah.
So to that end, a lot of information is lost, and a lot of information has not become chronological. I think the most annoying thing for me was there's a scene in the movie where they effectively blame Freddie for breaking up the band because he gets a deal to do a solo album. Yet in reality, Roger Taylor had done two albums and Brian had done one before that point occurred. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit twisted. It's, but as a standalone film, it's good. Go
but
see it
is it. Called the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. People got to get there.
I mean,
it's the movies. I mean, it's
once Hollywood grabs a hold of things, it's never going to be the same again.
And then, of course, we've got Richie Baker and Kyle Thompson in studio.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Radioland?
What's up, Radioland? very cool cat. Very cool cat. And you're both from Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And have you loved doing this tour? I mean, first you love drumming.
I've played drums since I was about three, so I've done nothing else. I can't do anything else. So I just can't play drums.
Let's just put it out there. Being on the road, doing this type of show, lots of fun. I think traveling and getting out there is the cool thing.
Yeah, the best part is touring different countries, seeing different cultures, and getting to play the music you like playing. It's so much fun to see the reaction of every person out there. It's fantastic.
We're going to come to some of the lyrics, some of the songs that were written by Freddie Mercury, talk a bit about that and some of the favourite things. We'll get there in a moment. But I thought we've got to open the show as we look at this beautiful Thursday. The sun is shining. It's beautiful here in Johannesburg. I think it would be so appropriate to open with a rock song. Okay, do you want to stand for this one?
I think I will. It's a bit early to be singing, so...
Let's do this. This is what we do here on CliffCentral.com. Are you ready for us to rock and roll? Queen, It's a Kind of Magic with a Crazy Little Thing Called Love. 1, 2, 3, rock.
This thing called love, I can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get round to it and get ready.
a little thing called love. This thing called love. You cry in the cradle all night. It swings, it jives, sheds all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it. There's a little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever. Give me a cuckoo sweat. Gotta be cool, relax, get hip, and get on right track. Stay in the backseat, teach high. Take a long ride on my motorbike and get ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
Well done. Yay, that is so cool. That is so cool. That is so cool. Very special guest in the studio, Giles Taylor, Richard Bacon, Carl Thompson, Steve Dennett. Couldn't be with us. He's with his family.
He is with his family.
In Cape Town.
Cape Town, yeah.
No, that is cool. I love it. I love that if we look at a lot of the shows, and I want to say this, that Showtime Australia, because it's an Australian company, are picking up talent from all around the world, from England, from Australia, from New Zealand, in some cases, Canada. And they're picking up some phenomenal talent from South Africa.
I think part of the reason is that if you're going to put a tribute band together, there's so many tribute bands in the world to any artist you can think of. So if you're going to put a show together, you have to do it properly. And in order to beat everyone else and to find the best people, you literally have to go worldwide, because there's some fantastic, unheard-of talent in some fantastically unheard-of corners of the world. Now, South Africa is far from unheard-of, but there is a shedload of talent here. There's some amazing musicians.
Now, this is where now you see I'm shifting. This is what we do. If you look at Belinda Davids, the Whitney Houston show.
Incredible.
Incredible. If we look at Caroline Borale, the Tina Turner show. Incredible. I mean, it's all over the world. And now we turn our eyes onto you, sir. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes.
South African that is going around the world playing Michael Jackson, the History Show. Welcome to the show.
Hello, South Africa. Hello, Johannesburg. Hello, Cliff Central.
It's so good to have you with us.
I got to set something right, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the United States of Kimberley.
Yes, I was going to say that. you were born in the Northern Cape.
For sure.
I was going to... Ooh, I just moved the desk. I was going to mention that. And you live in Johannesburg?
Yeah, I'm based in Johannesburg for the past almost 20 years now.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, being born in a humble city like Kimberley, there's a lot of, you know, traditions and roots and just a lot of things that I think also contributed to, you know, being Michael Jackson and playing and being influenced by Michael Jackson because of music, you know, and music being so influential in our city and growing up in the time and era that I did.
This is quite incredible because you have come from the dusty and literally dusty streets of Kimberley.
That's what they call it.
The dusty streets of Kimberley. Probably one of the richest places on earth if you think about back in the day, with all the diamonds that came out of that mine. But again, it's quite a special place because it's not on the map. It's not, you know, it's not Johannesburg. It's not Cape Town. It's not Durban. Yet it is the talent that lives all over this country and all over the world. If you just find it and you look for it. Where did the love of Michael Jackson start? Because I believe you're obsessed with him.
obsession is a deep word.
Okay, hold on. Let's change the word. What are you with him? Why Michael Jackson?
I'm highly inspired and truly, you know, I mean, like many fans around the world, Michael Jackson began for me, or I was introduced to him by the age of 9. And this was through my big brother. He was dancing in the lounge one Saturday morning, and I used to watch him all the time. And he used to go to work, and I would steal his tapes. If you remember, back in the 80s, they had the cassette tape. And I used to steal his tape and copy what he used to do. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I didn't even know that I was copying Michael Jackson. I was just trying to dance like my big brother. And eventually he caught me out and said, you know, what were you doing with my tapes? And I had to show him.
What were you doing?
As the age of nine, I could, you know, dance, moonwalk, spin, and it just never left me. It just never left me.
Now, that's the reason I'm looking for a chord is because I want to play a Thriller. Have you got Thriller on the system? Because I believe you can dance your butt off.
Really?
I heard. I looked at the reviews. You're like incredible. So we're going to sing in a little bit of it. I mean, you all can dance. Okay. But I mean,
I don't know if what I do is called dancing, to be honest. I'll leave that prancing. To Dantanio.
To dance like Michael Jackson. Let's get up. We got Thriller or we got Billie Jean? Thriller.
Oh, Thriller?
It's a bit of a hard one. I think Billie Jean's better.
Yeah, Billie Jean is more of a solo song.
Just for a dance.
Demonstration.
Just a demonstration. Okay, so I want to. Let's get ready for this demo.
Okay, this is crazy.
this is the coolest thing.
This is crazy.
Okay, so let's just get rid of the Thriller and it's Michael Jackson.
Okay,
this one.
Everybody wants me to Billie Jean.
Okay, okay. So first and foremost, would you like to stand up?
Of course.
Okay, have we got the cameras on? That's brilliant. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it. Love it.
Wow. That was a surprise.
I know, but I just thought you were to rocking and running.
My whole body was going, what are you doing?
I've not had breakfast yet.
It's too early.
I know that we've had people do the strangest things. You don't understand. We get like Beyonce to sing opera in the morning. It's crazy. Wow. What we do here. This is what we do here on The Unview. It's really good to have my special guest in studio. Now, I mean, you've got a family and you're touring the world with this particular show. How did you get into it? Because there are lots of people that want to play Michael Jackson in tribute shows all over the world.
Well, how it started for me, I was at the point of breaking point, at the point of giving up, because I really felt that the compliments I was getting from people watching me do it on a commercial stage really, you know, it inspired me to do more with it. But here at home, I just didn't feel the breakthrough. So I gave up. I said, unless I'm going to do Michael Jackson on a world stage, I'm not going to do it anymore. So I managed to send out my profile and videos to production companies around the world, from England to Australia to Japan, Germany, all over the world. And Showtime Australia came back with a reply. And I was fortunate enough to be auditioned by our director, Mr. Johnny Van Grinsven, who's an amazing, really amazing director. And I got the part in 2015 to go to Singapore. And that was my first experience performing on a world stage with the Michael Jackson History Show.
Well, I mean, that's incredible. So that's how you do it.
For sure.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
All of them.
Really?
All of them. on a performance level, Billie Jean, definitely. Yes.
Do you know how that, why that song was written? Do you know?
Of course.
Do you want to tell the story? It's such a good story. That's why people don't know where the songs came from.
It's a rumor of a girl that claimed that Michael, you know, was the father of one of her twins. So it just came from, you know, some kind of a stalker, I guess you could say. My favorite, the second favorite song, is "Man in the Mirror" because of the personal content and the positive message that it contains.
So I mean, incredible. Again, also when I had a guy called Sean Brokenshaw come on, and he used to do a lot of this, the history of music, and the Billie Jean, the history that he found around the song was about a woman that was his stalker.
For sure.
They jumped over the fence
and
to his house in 1977 and 1978. And that's why she's not my lover. She's just the girl that thinks that I am the one.
For sure, yeah.
Which is really, really cool. When you look at Giles at Freddie Mercury and you look at the songs of Queen, some of the where did some of those songs come from? Do you know?
Some of those songs came from experience. Fat Wild and Girls, for example, and Bicycle Race were written whilst they were in the south of France. And they were having a sabbatical from recording, and they were basically sitting outside a cafe, and a sort of smaller version of the Tour de France went past. And apparently Brian and Freddie were sitting there having a coffee, and Freddie was so ensconced by these large buttocked women on bicycles that, you know, he was just like fantastic. And you know,
Fat Bottom Girls.
Exactly. And obviously the cogs started turning and there was a song. However, some of the other ones, the band have taken, you know, chord structures to him and he's literally just thrown nonsensical lyrics down and they've just stuck.
Wow.
So some of the songs literally don't mean anything at all.
Yeah.
But some of them really are heartfelt.
And then the song, there was a story of one of the songs in the bathtub where the Elvis Presley.
Crazy little thing called Love was written in a bathtub.
Okay.
He went home and he was basically just twanging away on the guitar and he only knew four chords.
Yeah. Mm.
Thankfully, so do I, so I'm getting away with it. And he wrote it in the bathtub and he went to the studio and recorded it without telling Brian that he was going to go and record it so he could get all the guitar parts done without Brian interfering.
Okay.
And then Brian just dropped a solo on top of it.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's incredible how that team worked. Mm. We don't hear much about John Deacon.
We don't.
Why is that?
There's always someone in the band up at the... Well, to be honest, I was going to make it sound nicer. He's the bass player. No one cares about the bass player, are they?
We can say that because our bass player's not here.
He couldn't even show up today. I'm joking. Steve.
Hello, Steve.
We love you, Steve. No one really has John Deacon in the forefront of their mind. Yet today, they are the only band still where every single member has had a number one song written by each member of the band.
True, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
And John Deacon was himself a fantastic songwriter. He wrote some of them, what I consider to be the more complex tunes. He had a very strange way of approaching songwriting, and it's just, yeah, amazing.
If you've just joined us, it's a good morning to you. My name is Alan Ford. Nathan Rowe is running around the whole of the country filming some of my TV shows, even though he's a top musician, by the way. It's kind of crazy. And in studio, we have the cast of Queen, and It's a Kind of Magic. It's a tribute show to Queen that's going around South Africa. And we have got Michael Jackson History Show with the actual... Dan Tenio in studio, who's really running around also the globe playing Michael Jackson. So thank you for being with us. I want to quickly switch to children's theatre because I heard this is really great. We've just seen Matilda leave the stages of Johannesburg. Matilda's now off to Cape Town. We've got Into the Woods that is coming from Durban. That's starting very soon. We've got wonderful children's theatre happening all over the show, including the pantomime, which is Snow White. With Janice Honeyman at the Civic. And on the line, this is another great one, The Boy Who Cried Ninja. On the show, we have Janine Colicott, the creator and the director. Welcome, Janine, to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Very good. Janine, just speak up for us. That'll be great.
Sorry.
No problem. It's called Vodacom.
<Chick-a-ching>.
Alex Latimer wrote The Boy Who Cried Ninja. Tell us about the show.
So he wrote a the most beautifully illustrated picture book about a young boy who has these amazing things happen to him, and when his parents confront him about these amazing things that they think he did, he says, no, it was the ninja or the, you know, whoever it was that really did the thing, and of course they don't believe it. So it's a completely beautifully done book about, I think it's about parenting in a way, about parents not being able to go easily into the imagined world of a child. And just on that, yesterday we had the opening, and the Karen who's playing the boy said, why don't my parents believe me? And a little kid in the audience shouted out, because parents don't know. It's just the sweetest thing. I was like, yeah, you're right. That's what the play's
parents
about.
Don't know. That's... Janine, I've got to tell you that I've got Dory, who's a program manager. Her daughter saw the show.
Oh, really?
And is coming in to review it next week.
Oh, divine.
So I think an 8-year-old reviewing the show, it would be appropriate. She's actually going to go and see.
Exactly.
She's going to go and see three different children's theatre programs and shows, and she's going to come in and she's going to review it. So she has a review. She did it already. They phoned me yesterday, and they loved it.
Great.
I'm so happy this is happening at the Orton Theatre General, Orton General Theatre on the Square. Let me get that right. And I think that children's theatre is really important because that's how you bring young people into the love of the stage. It will become our future theatre-going audiences.
Our audiences, absolutely. And you know, it was such a risk for us because we decided not to do it how children's theatre often is. Like the technical staff, when we arrived at Daphne Theatre, we've done the Snow Goose there and the Old Man and the Sea.
Yeah.
Like quite complicated sort of big shows in terms of like tackling, I mean, they're actually very small, just two performers, but But when I say big, like the endeavor was big. And they were like, oh, this one's going to be easy. It was our longest get in. It was our hardest test. It was really interesting because we really decided to not think of it as children's theater and think of it as theater. We have no sing-alongs. Like, it is quite interesting. So we have a song in it, but it's not what you would normally expect from children's theater. I spent some time in Denmark watching the most brilliant theater I've ever seen in my whole life. And it really, as an adult, the best theater I've ever seen. And the target audience was a four-year-old. I was just like, wow, imagine being able to do this, being able to not think of it any differently. So that's what we tried. And then we opened yesterday, and the response was completely overwhelming. So we're very excited for how the show is going to grow and get tighter and better. But, yeah.
I love your excitement. I love your thrill. It sounds really great. And I look forward to seeing The Boy Who Cried Ninja. I'm taking the kids next week. Well, not my kids, my nephew. But they're like my kids. Janine Colicott, give us all the details. When is it on?
Until the 22nd of December. Mm-hmm. This Friday, we're on at 3 o'clock. Saturdays, we're on at 11 and 2 o'clock. And then the week varies. We go one day at 11 o'clock and one day at 2 o'clock. So the best thing to do is to look on CompuTickets and see, because we're trying to also work out when is the best time for
the young people to come,
to come and watch. So we've given both of those times on different days, except for Saturday, where we have two shows, to see what's the best time. And I think both of those times are probably quite good. So we wanted to... to spread it and not have like one time to see if we could make it easier for parents who are still working, who are still winding down, you know,
just to make it happen. Janine, get kids into theatres. Don't sit and just watch TV. It's really silly. And play TV games.
And the show is an hour long and we held their attention for an hour. I was like, victory.
Okay, brilliant. Congratulations. No. And it'll be a great run. Nice chatting.
Brilliant. Cheers. Thanks, Dave.
And
bye.
Don't miss The Boy Who Cried Ninja at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Daphne's Place. I mean, go to Daphne's Place. I love it. It's the way to go. D'Antonio, I want to come back to you very quickly. It's great to see how theatre's grown in this country.
For sure.
And to see... Have you always loved theatre as a general format in your own life?
I really, really love theatre for the simple reason that it's honest. Theater is one of the places where you really have to give your real emotion. You really have to give, you know, you have to accentuate, you have to perform from your heart. Mm. I before I did tour with the Michael Jackson History Show, mm-hmm. I was also part of one of Janice Hanneman's productions.
Really?
When I was 21 years old. Yeah, I played in a production called Cardboard Dreams. And that was at the Civic, and that was amazing because that was the first time I did a professional production on stage.
It's amazing. And, it's incredible.
Yeah, so I really think theater is one of the most honest places to express your talent.
Giles Taylor, when was your first professional performance? When was it in the UK? What were you doing?
I started playing piano when I was about 5 years old, and I came into theatre from the musical side of things. I sat in pits and stuff long before I was actually on stage, and it was only probably in my late teens that I started foraying onto the stage and actually trying to get some roles and just see what the other people did on the other side, you know, because it looked as though they were having so much fun, and whilst we were just stuck in the pit reading charts and doing stuff like that.
So. What was your first song that you ever played on the piano? Do you remember it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Probably some nonsense by Richard Clayderman or some...
Richard Clayderman.
Some rubbish like that.
And the first song that you ever sang?
The first song I ever sang was... The first production I was ever in was I played the balloon pilot in Orpheus in the Underworld, which is a absolutely terrible musical. And I had to basically spend the entire show in this huge basket wearing a pair of leather lederhosen and pretending to fly a balloon.
Oh, that's how attractive.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, Mum. True story. You didn't know that, guys, did you?
Look, we've been friends a long time. I've never heard that story.
Okay. That vision in my head.
Pray
now.
Tell, pray tell.
Brian McFadden, who we've got on the show next week, was telling me. And, of course, Brian McFadden from Westlife fame, and of course, a very well-known star, said something very, very interesting. He said he's now doing You know, Dancing with the Stars. It's called Skating with the Stars. Oh. So he's now in this, in the new Skating with the Stars. And so he said, he had to phone his mother. He said, what's worse than telling your mother that you're gay? He says, he's going, Ma, it's telling you that I'm an ice skater. That he has to flip. So, you know, you do what you do in the business. That's exactly. It's all love for different things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's, you know.
Tell me, Richie and Kyle, when you started out, do you remember some of the great performances of your career?
Oh man, I cut my teeth playing in church for a lot of my early years, mm-hmm. I played in the country music scene in Australia for a long time, like when I was 16, 17, and then actually when I was in the 12th grade, beginning of the 12th grade, Johnny, our director, he called me up because my family. Loads of musicians. My dad was actually in Showtime,
okay,
before I started, and so Johnny obviously knew me from like 12, 13, and he called me up and asked me if I wanted to play drums in a Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana tribute show.
Really?
Yeah, which actually toured here many, many years ago, but yeah, so I did that in the 12th grade.
Yay, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
achy breaky heart. We're going to come back to Eunice in a moment. We're talking to the cast of Queen It's a Kind of Magic and Michael Jackson, the history show. The Bright Rock Players' Choice Awards are happening very, very soon. And next week, Tuesday, here at the Sandton Convention Centre, we're going to have all the top rugby stars from all parts of South Africa, all professional rugby players, all from the Springboks, a lot of them. Great awards, and Elmer Smith's on the line to talk to us about it. Elmer, you've just left your radio show. Welcome to our radio show. How are you doing?
Oh, it's great to join you guys. I'm well. I'm very excited. It's only a few sleeps to show there. So I think I might be more excited than the nominees.
Elmer, tell us about the awards. Why are these awards so important, especially to South African rugby?
So the South African Rugby Players Organisation, My Players, which is owned by all of the professional players in the country as a collective, created this awards event in order to honour and celebrate the achievement of their peers. So the players wanted an opportunity to celebrate the guys that they play with and against week in and week out. And you know, we as couch coaches all think we really know the game. The coaches really know, think they really know the game, and the referees think they really know the game. But the people who know the game best are the ones who are out there putting their bodies on the line week in and week out for most of the year. And they, believe it or not, they never get an opportunity to just hang out. You know, 15th and 7th, Bulls and Stormers. Mm. So this is the only opportunity. Well, last year, the inaugural event was the first time ever that we had 100 professional rugby players under the same...
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they get to wear what they want, which is not something that professional rugby players ever really get to do, because they're always being told to wear team kits. And they get to bring their wives, which is very important to the players themselves, because these are the people that they rely on for the bulk of their emotional support in the toughest times of the year. These are the women in their lives, the ones who raise babies on their own for 6 to 9 months of the year. And this is an opportunity for the most important women in their lives to come celebrate with them and to meet all of, you know, both their colleagues, but also their opponents and other people in the industry. You know, many of these players have played against or with one another, even at group age level phase, so if they're under 20 or at Craven Week or at previous teams. And then this is it's a bit like a reunion event. And then I think
it's bringing all of rugby, all of rugby together. And I think that is great. Elmer, I want to say the cool thing here as well is you can buy a ticket and you kind of drink wine with your favorite rugby players.
So the great thing is we didn't want it to be a corporate event. And we didn't want it to be tables of 10. You can buy a single ticket.
Just a ticket.
And
I love
that.
You can
bring your tummy and you can come have a beer with
And seriously, it's under 500 rand. I think it's like 380 rand. And you get supper and your favorite players and your booze. And I can't think of anything better. When is it?
Cancel the show. We're
going. Where do I sign up?
We've got the people from Britain and from Australia here, and they want to come and see the South African Springbok. So that's sort of kind of cool. I think it's a great thing. I know there's very few, it's very limited tickets available.
Yes.
But of course, people can watch it live. And tell us where they can see it.
Yeah, so this year, you can, if you can stream Cliff Central, then you can watch the show. You do not need to be subscribed to anything anywhere. Mm. You just log on to sport24.co.za at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the 11th of December. It will be front and center on Sport24's homepage. You will not be able to miss it. You can stream the entire event, and we are going to have such phenomenal musicians performing at the show. And last year, we're going to have players collaborating with the musicians, so you're going to see a different side to the rugby players.
You have rugby players, Springboks, singing with well-known South African musicians.
Well, not only singing.
Well, singing and doing some fun stuff. Well, tune in and or get there. And don't miss this next year. Bright Rock's one of your sponsors, and I want to just give them a shout-out. Of course, the Players' Choice Awards. Alma Smith, thank you for joining us. It happens Tuesday, 7 p.m. Go live to Sports 24.
424.co.za.
You can watch it live there. And of course, you can try to get tickets. Don't miss it. Thank you for joining us, Alma.
Thank you.
Cheers. And from Alma, we're going to go straight and chat to a phenomenal rugby player. Plays for the Lions. He'll be one of the, if not the captain of the Springboks in a very short period of time. We'll chat to him in a moment, to talk about these wonderful awards. I want to come back to you, my dear. So you can sing and so you got your drum and there's a guitar.
There is a guitar.
Okay, we don't have to sing something from Queen. I think we can sing something. Let's sing something.
Okay.
Look, he's blushing. I love it. Killing him. This is what we do. We kill people on the show.
It's too early to sing.
No, it's not too early to do anything. Giles did it. What do you want to do?
Can you play it?
No. I play drums, not guitar.
Okay. So
what about something from the Eagles? You know that.
Yeah. What do you want?
Let's see.
I don't know.
I love how Richie goes, which one do you want? Like, he's ready, plug and play.
All right. What about...
Come call.
Desperado.
Desperado? Oh, wow. That's a piano song.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You can play a guitar.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's
going
to be a guitar song.
I don't know. Pick one.
Pick one. Just
the Sunrise. There you go.
Bingo.
I don't know the words to that.
Do Hey Jude. Do Hey Jude.
I don't know that one either.
We're going to hold you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We're going to figure it out.
You two go outside. Go chat for a second. Let's just get... Okay, so get back to go. Talk about it. Talk amongst yourselves, as we say. Okay, let's get back to discussing rugby. On the line, I'm so very privileged to have not only one of the biggest superstars that are coming up through the ranks. He plays for the Lions. And he's a achiever, Dia Manye. How are you, my brother? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Achieva, so happy to have you with us. Firstly, I've got to tell you, we so want you in studio on Cliff Central because you're probably one of the most inspirational stories when it comes to South African rugby. And I love the fact of listening to you, to the story of your mom being a Sangoma and then her taking you out of the Cape Flats and moving you to Craddock, and then you're going to live with your dad, who is a Nigerian Igbo Jew who didn't want you to get involved in rugby, and then all of a sudden to put yourself through getting a bursary and going off to Jeppes, and now all of a sudden hitting that rugby stage. Firstly, what a life, Sangoma mom and a Jewish Nigerian dad. I think it's incredible.
What a combination.
You're up for the Fan Choice Awards. You love rugby, and isn't it cool to be nominated by the fans?
Oh yeah, no, I'm very excited to firstly be on this show, and the Fan Choice Award. I'm also very grateful because I can be changing someone's life, you know, if I win one of the awards. And I'm very pleased then.
You've teamed up with well-known actor Thomas Gumede. And and you guys are going. You're fighting to try and get this Players' Choice Award. Of course, it comes with a nice fat check, and the money goes to Home of Hope. And I want to do that because, you know, when you've got thousands and thousands of listeners that we have on the show, we're going to punt Homes of Hope anyway. So let's give them a punt. But before we get there, I want to just say, why do you love rugby? And initially, rugby was a bit of a surprise for you. You didn't expect to get into it.
Yeah. So rugby, I was never a big fan of rugby. I was actually a big fan of soccer growing up. And like it started when I remember during the 2007 World Cup, when Brian Abana caught an interception. And like the excitement in the house that day, I remember, like it was like something different. I've never experienced that before. And like my mom, everyone was cheering. I could hear the neighbors cheering. And when he scored, it was like the whole country came to life. And I remember him, I saw him diving. And I was like to myself, I want to dive just like this guy, you know. That's what I wanted to do, you know. That was like my goal.
And I love the fact, when I read parts of your story, you literally, when you hit the rugby field for the first time, you used to grab the ball and just dive.
I thought if you dive, that's like more points or something. I don't know. I thought maybe you had to dive.
I
want to play the sport. This is the sport I want to play, and that's it. And then I started playing, you know. It was never went wrong the first few years. But eventually, when it clicked, you know, rugby gave me an opportunity that I never would have gone anywhere else. And since then, I never looked back, you know.
I am so honored to have you on the show. I cannot wait to see you grow in leaps and bounds in your career. I know you in the Lions, which is one of our biggest provincial teams. Springboks. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to start that process of hitting that?
Yeah. So I'm taking everything step by step. You know, I set goals for myself. Like this year, I said to myself that, listen, I just want to get a cap for Super Rugby. And next year, I just want to like be part of the squad, part of the setup, you know, hopefully be part of the guys that go to the World Cup. You know, I feel like I have a few things to work on, and I'm there. You know, I'm close to a goal.
But Achieve, you're only 21, brother. You've got the years. You've got the time. Man, you've got time on your side. And I mean, to be playing provincial rugby, that's already incredible. I think your story is brilliant. I actually can't wait to get you in studio. I want to read the book. I want to see you captaining the Springboks. I want to see the triumph that you're going to do within your life. Congratulations for being nominated for the Fans' Choice Award at the Players' Choice Awards happening this coming Tuesday. We'll be chatting to you a lot more in future. And I want to thank you for joining us. Also, shout out to Thomas Gumede, who is your partner in this award, because that's how they've done it, that people pick their fans. And I just want to say, to Home of Hope, what is Home of Hope?
Yeah, so basically, Home of Hope is it's all the girls, basically a home for girls and like children that have been given a second chance. Because there's actually a lady that takes these girls out of low ground. So girls have been raped, girls have been been human trafficked, the girls that part of prostitution. She basically stops her car and goes and talks to them and says, listen, I'll give you a second chance.
Let me help you.
And most of the girls are like trapped, you know, and she takes them, goes police, take the girls and goes and looks after them, you know, give them a second chance, enroll them in schools and, you know, put them, like give them this aptitude test and see what they want to do. So basically start their life over, you know. That's what Home of Hope is
about. And Home of Hope is in Berea, is that right?
Yeah, it's in Berea.
So I'm going to give out the email address. It's Christmas time if you want to help people. I think this is a great one. Not the email, their website. Please go and help them. It's a great great organization. And it's time to give. It's a season of giving. So let me do this right here. www.hopehome.org.za. Please, let's do some. Yeah. If you can help them out, that's what this platform we've just done for you. So even if you don't win the big all the cash, we're very happy to at least give them a punt. And I know that I'm going to be giving something. So you got a personal pledge from me. So I'll be doing that, and I'll see you at the awards. I look forward.
Yeah, thank you very much,
and
I'm very excited.
Achieve Dayimani. Cheers, my brother. Be good. And it's a great, what a great rugby player. Good to have him on the line with us. And that's a good one. Season happy. This is the time to look after one another. Time to help one another. This is what this festive is about.
Damn right.
For sure.
Damn right. Now, on that note of the festive season, Kyle, are you ready?
I'm more than ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to tell you, we've got the... We've got Kyle Thompson and Richie Baker from the cast of Queen, It's a Kind of Magic, in studio. Don't worry, we haven't... Michael Jackson, we have coming to you. We still got you.
Always okay. Quiet.
I think you should pitch him with some backing vocals, Michael. Yeah. I think.
Giles, you ready?
Look, I'm not doing this without harmonies, by the way.
Okay, harmonies, we're all going to get
it. Michael and I will help you out here.
Okay. What are we singing, though?
I have no idea.
Stand by, everybody.
Let's go.
Kyle, 3, 2, 1, and give it a go.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a million stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, but I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm already standing on the ground.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, and the crowd goes miles.
I love that. Power.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Power. I love it. It came in as a drummer, it left as a top musician.
As a musician.
As a top singer. Oh, this is where we have fun. All right, so we're going to close with you, by the way,
really?
Singing. Yeah,
wow.
Pressure.
Under
pressure.
Actually, on that note, why not? Let's do it again. Come. Dun, 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 dun.
Give me them drums.
Under pressure.
Jazz.
Pushing down on me, pushing down on you, no man is for. Under pressure, tears a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on streets. Mirero, mirero. Terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Tomorrow gets me higher.
I love it. Under pressure.
Been a while since we've done that.
We should do that as a single, Michael and Freddie.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll take the low part. And can we record it late in the afternoon?
I love it. They walk into cliffcentral.com and all of a sudden on the interview, we've got everybody singing Under Pressure. Have you ever felt this is what the radio show is about? It's all good. Celeste and Nicholas is on the line from Emperor's Palace. How are you doing, Celeste? Are you well?
Very well, thank you. And yourself, Alan?
Well, one of your shows is in studio, Queen It's a Kind of Magic. But I know you're up to some wonderful things happening at your complex in Johannesburg. I know that I was there when they had the opening of the Festival of Lights, the Light Festival. Yeah.
Yes, underway at the moment is our 11th annual Garden of Lights, which is a spectacle of mesmerizing light displays, colorful characters, fun fair ride, and a delicious food offering.
Which I love, I think it's
what
great.
What makes it special this year is, given we are celebrating our 20th birthday, is apart from the entrance fee, which we annually donate to various charities, this year it's Reach for a Dream, as well as the Piermont Children and Education Trust. This year we're giving another further 200,000 to 20 charities, which our employees support. So that's all part of our 20th birthday celebration.
I thought that was incredible, yeah. That's really clever.
And yeah, that runs until the 2nd of January.
I want to just put it out there, because I'm so excited, Celeste, that next week is the Big Brother, original Big Brother reunion happening at Empress Palace. And I think it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be one of the hottest parties in Johannesburg. That wraps up our 20th birthday celebrations. And so people can relive the heydays of Monsoon Lagoon. one of the hottest nightclubs in the early 2000s. On the decks, we've got Shawnee B and the Master of Ceremonies, Mark Pogram. Also in attendance will be some of the ex-Big Brother housemates.
Brad and Ferdy and all the Vuyo Tufile and Margaret. It's going to be kind of fun. I think it's going to be, I mean, that was like, that was the biggest, when Big Brother came out, I mean, it was the biggest show that ever hit South Africa. They became superstars, actually. So it's
absolutely. And we cannot wait. It's on the 13th of December at the Red Roman Sheds. And there'll be lots of memories to be relived.
Celeste, what are the other things happening in and around your complex?
So, as you've just mentioned, in at the Theatre of Marcellus at the moment is Queen, which relives the historical 1986 World Tour concert on stage in South Africa. Then also we have our Big Brother party, the Monsoon party, as well as ABBA, which kicks off in January.
I know, with the cast of ABBA coming in. I love it. They're going to be singing and doing weird stuff as well. But all in all, I think it's great just to find that the places in South Africa that you can have so much fun. Get off your video games, move from the television set. Take people out for a bite to eat. Go and celebrate. Go and see shows. Go and enjoy the games. Go and enjoy all the beautiful things that are happening in and around, not only Empress Palace, around all the cities of South Africa.
And yes, Alan, exactly. To add to that, given we've turned 20 this year, we've also got including fun birthday installations, exciting weekend promotions, and the chance to win an exciting share of prizes, all part of us celebrating 20 years.
I want to congratulate you. I'm so excited. We're going to be doing the Big Brother reunion show live on air next week. They're all coming into studio, which we'll be playing. Some will be passed out somewhere, but we'll be playing with them. And I so look forward to it. And I want to just tell people, thank you very much for bringing Queen to the show and a lot of the great shows that you do there. And we look forward to seeing what Empress Palace has to offer. Thank you, Celeste and Nicholas, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the Palace of Dreams.
That's going to be great. And don't forget taking the kids through the lights are beautiful. Garden of Lights. Really great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So that's coming almost to an end of a show. I'm just so cool having you all in studio. We had some
Thanks for having us, man.
Really, it was fun. It was fun having the whole crew and all the team. I did love it. Let's talk a bit about what happens after. So Queen runs from now until the
31st of December is our last gig, so we've got a big gig New Year's Eve there. And then we ship on down to Cape Town. We have a random gig on the 12th of January in Grand West Arena.
I love it, a random gig. Because you also have one random gig in Joburg.
It's a one night only spectacular at Big Top Arena, Carnival City.
Yeah, that's on the 11th of January.
Spectacular, that's what I meant, not random.
No, spectacular.
It's a one night only, so if you're going to miss this one, you're going to miss our big. Yes. 2019, 11th of January.
We're going to talk about that. I'm going to kind of confuse the shows. Otherwise, people will be going to the wrong shows. Yeah. Expecting.
Well, quite frankly, you should be going to both.
Exactly.
It'd be rude not to.
So it would be. So and then where does It's a Kind of Queen, It's a Kind of Magic go to next?
After that, we are going to take a little sabbatical. It's been a long year. We're going to take a break for ourselves.
Take a break.
And chill out for a while. Since it's summer here and it's not back home, then we're going to stay here for another month and relax.
Okay, great, which is wonderful. Have you got family while you're doing all this?
No.
No, they left.
It happens.
When you're touring all this time, it's very hard to keep a family together. Yeah. Obviously, I have parents, which I visited when I was in the UK earlier this year, and my brother. But aside from that, it's no.
So good. There's fun in the world. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Exactly.
So on that note, I just want to thank Richie Baker, Carl Thompson, Giles Taylor from Queen It's a Kind of Magic for coming into studio. It's on at Empress Palace until the 31st.
Correct.
Of
thank you
December,
for having us.
And then it goes off to the Arts Game.
No, we're going to
Grand West
on the 12th.
Sorry, I'm getting confused where everybody is. On the 12th of January, and don't miss this great show. It's a great production, and of course the movie Bohemian Rhapsody is coming out. So
for sure, go see that as well.
Yeah, go and see it, and so poignant again. If you, it's the Queen theme.
It is
the Queen theme.
It's time to be a Queen.
My lord, my darling. Can I just tell you something? If you only knew. It's a kind of magic. Don't miss it. Then Dantania, the Michael Jackson History Show. We're gonna end with you singing a lovely song for us.
Oh wow!
We're waiting for Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
It's 40 costumes. But before I go there, because we've got a short period of time, one of your favorite stars that you like emulating is Sammy Davis Jr.
He's one of the greats. Yeah. One of the greats.
What's your Mr. Bojangles?
Bojangles is a beautiful song.
Give me three lines. I knew a man.
There was a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high.
I love that song.
It just makes me emotional, that song.
I love that. It's such really a beautiful deep song. I love Sammy Davis Jr. Just incredible. But of course, we're talking about Michael Jackson.
For sure.
The legend,
Michael Jackson. Well, Sammy Davis, James Brown, Fred Astaire was one of Michael, few of Michael Jackson's greatest inspirations. Mm. And I mean, that's why he just became so great, because, you know, what Sammy Davis done with tapping, Michael done with most of his dancing, and the same with James Brown, the same with Fred Astaire. So it's just an amazing influence.
Michael Jackson History Show, 40 costumes, huge. It's a spectacular, and that happens. Goes to Durban on the 14th.
On the 14th of December.
December until
the 6th of January.
Cool.
We be at Sabaya in Durban,
and then you're off to.
And then we're off to. No, we come back to Johannesburg
for the 11th.
For the 11th of January
at Carnival City.
At Carnival City, Big Top Arena, and from there we go to Cape Town to the Artscape Theater, and that's going to run from the 17th of January until the 10th of February 2019. So get your tickets at CompuTicket. It's going to be amazing.
And don't miss the upcoming shows. We're going to have some fabulous things like Brian McFadden. We've got Brian Lara, Graham Smith, the great rugby, the great cricketers. We've got Mikasa, a big special with them. Lots of things happening in and around the Unview. But before we leave, we got something for you. We've got Rock With You. Michael Jackson, Rock With You.
Wow. Can I dedicate this?
Yes, dedicate.
I'd like to dedicate this to all the beautiful South African and people all online listening. We're celebrating summer here in South Africa, and I'm very happy to be home and looking forward to a great summer. I mean, we're celebrating magic with Queen. We're celebrating history with Michael Jackson. So this is for all the great fans, Michael Jackson fans out there. Girl, close your eyes, let that rhythm get into you. Don't try to fight it, there ain't nothing that you can do. Just relax your mind, lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that heat, and we gon' ride the boogie. Share that beat of love. I wanna rock with you
all night.
Dance you into there. I wanna rock with you
all night.
I'm gonna rock the night away. Ooh-hoo. And when the groove is dead and gone, yeah, you know that love survive, so we can rock forever on.
May it be all night. Thank you very much. That's very special. Dantania play Michael Jackson in Michael Jackson the History Show. It's been so good being with you this morning. This is Alan Ford on The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.